Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I know that right now, John, you're talking about that the Palestinians seem to be applauding this jihad.
Yes. The Blaze is reporting, and basically what's happening, this is really, I mean, this is in your face type of stuff that for some reason, oftentimes it's quite ignored. But on Palestinian television, the Palestinian Minister of Religious Affairs called Muslims now, in a speech, to flock to Jerusalem for a holy war. I mean, so he's rousing people up, but he's saying this, and a bunch of people are applauding. But on the front row of this man who's giving the speech is the president of Abbas of the Palestinian movement. He's sitting on the front row and he's applauding. And we have a picture, and we're gonna place it for you on the torch so that you can see this. But this is all going on during a time in which, you know, the Palestinians are trying to get in a peace agreement with Israel, and the United States is brokering this deal,
right?
And they're pushing Israel to give up more land. And yet they can, man, this is not good. In fact, he goes on to further say in this speech, and, you know, allegedly because it's translated, and we're going to have, you know, all the sources here for you. But he is saying that, hey, we're sending the wrong warriors basically to the wrong place, Assyria. We don't need to send them to Syria. He's calling for a holy war in Jerusalem.
Right.
You got to understand that, listen, right now, I mean, we have to keep our eyes and our prayers directed towards the apple of God's eye.
Right.
That a lot of times this stuff is not even being reported or being shared.
Well, if we think about it, that, you know, our American leadership's doing this, promoting, they're in the same agreement with...
Yeah.
What they're publicly saying, and you're known by your, you know, your words are, come from the overflow of your heart.
Right.
And when you think about Iran has a minister of jihad. Don't they have a minister of jihad?
Right. They sure do. We sure do.
About it looks like the Palestinians have a minister of jihad as well.
Yeah.
Isn't that true?
Make sure we have the related link
so there's context to it. But, and jihad is holy war in the name of Allah.
Right.
You know, and their God, which is no God at all. And their prophet, which is
Muhammad,
which is a prophet of Allah, but not a prophet of God, which denies Jesus Christ as the Son of God. And the very fact, if that puts something all over you when you hear that, is the very fact that you've already bought in. And the times when the Jews were being persecuted in Germany, you know, everybody just kind of was just hush hush, you know, politically correct. You know, this is the nationalist mindset. This is what the folks are saying in regards to the nation right now. But we as Christians and Jews, we you have to speak up in love and in truth, and to just simply say that God is God, and there is only one way to him through his son, Jesus Christ,
right.
Which is not, you have to understand, that is absolutely fact. There is no other way.
It's not a suggestion.
It's not a suggestion. And so to say what the truth is, and that to see in any way other than thank you, you know, coming from that, from the church, you know, and those who claim to be Christians, which means Christ followers, that that's very, very important. And one thing that you look at history is that everybody was just politically correct. They're walking right into the trains, and it reminds me of the movie theater that they're playing this Christian movie, but it has prisoners over the top of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And people just walked. Christians just walked right. It didn't even faze them. As a matter of fact, Christians came out and began to get on folks who were talking about, you know, it says prisoners over the door. just listen to, go on in the train, get in the train, go get you a shower, just calm down, relax a little bit. That's what they told the Jews coming off the train. You have to understand that I know that a different gospel has been preached in America, but listen, Satan hates the human race. He hates the human race. Even those that serve him, he hates them because they're creating the image and the likeness of God. That's why men can accomplish so much, that even in the Tower of Babel, that God came down and confused the language of men, because men have the ability to create and to accomplish things and set commonality and unity and vision and that type of thing. Which, by the way, just because your thing's coming to pass don't mean it's of God. You need to check yourself, make sure that it is of God.
Tower of Babel told us that, right?
Yeah, sure it did, you know. And be careful who you unify with as well. But, and the big thing is you just deal with pride. You know, make sure there's no pride. and pride will just shut down your ability to see, to hear, to make corrections. But in the context of that, that everybody was politically correct. Everybody was just saying, let's just get through this. You just get through this. And I see a lot of that today with Israel, where there's a big majority of a large portion of Jews in Israel that are just have this mindset that we can work our way through this. You know, we just need to give them more land. We just need to give them more this. We need just need to give them more that. And I can understand, you know, peace, you know, maybe this will work, maybe that'll work, but it's never going to happen. You're never going to have peace with Satan. If you marry Lucifer, just understand your marriage is never going to be peaceful.
Right. Right. It's wishful thinking.
Because Lucifer is going to make you think, you know, okay, the marriage will be better if you do this.
Right.
The marriage will be better if you do that. You got to pray that that man or woman gets saved.
Hello.
Because you're never going to have peace. It doesn't matter what you give up, but don't give up God. And if Israel signs some sort of peace treaty with those who are controlled by Lucifer, it's not going to be good for Israel. They don't, but they're upfront about it. But understand this, you might be able to see because God's given you eyes to see. But, you know, Israel, some of the Jews might not be able to see how obvious this is. I know that Benjamin Netanyahu, he could see. Prime ministers, clear as can be about that. And I'm sure there's a lot who are, but the people who are not the leaders, it seems sometimes when you're seeing them interviewed, you're thinking, like, don't you understand that these guys hate you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They hate Christians and they hate Jews, and they're not sad. They're every day they're praying five times a day to their God in the name of their prophet, and preaching and teaching all, and these imams are preaching about your destruction, and that from a book that says that even it won't be over until you're pushed into the sea, until even the rock says, I got one hiding behind me or one under here.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't, how in the world, you know, other than deception.
And it seems like they just simply forgot, especially a lot of the young people, they're forgetting their own history.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, and I remember when I was in Israel, it's become so westernized. I'll never forget, I'm on the Sea of Galilee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in this, you know, this hotel is on the Sea of Galilee, and I'm hearing this music. I'm like, where is this coming from?
Right.
And this is this whole, it was a, I guess, some sort of a nightclub on the base of the Sea of Galilee.
Right.
And it's pumping all of this music. I'm thinking, wow, this is, it becomes so westernized. I'm in the hills and you're going up the mountains, and all of a sudden I see this little truck, a Coca-Cola truck. It's like 1996 Olympics, which you don't expect, but it's so much of like American culture that's influenced Israel. That
it's
a lot of the young people.
It's a very secular nation.
It's a secular nation. They forgot their own history. That you have a real enemy that really wants to wipe you out.
Yeah, and I think, you know, some of that comes from, you know, seeing how you were persecuted and you were singled out. So let's everything
just along,
and everybody. But included in that crowd is somebody who wants to end your life, that has a bomb strapped to their chest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's been praying to their perception of God, who says that, you know, you're supposed to be wiped off the face of the earth. And so that's the church's role. The church's role is to pray for the peace of Israel, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We need to pray for our leadership. If, you know, it's real difficult to pray the right way, but you need to pray the right way for those who are poking their finger in the face of God.
Yeah.
Understand that in the eye of God. And the only thing, they're held captive by Lucifer, by Satan, to do his will, which means their hope for them is not to have a bigger oppressor over that particular leader, have some more darkness over them. The biggest hope for them is going to be for them to be set free.
Find Jesus Christ. Right.
Be set free. Have ears to hear and eyes to see, and have a road to Damascus experience. So that's how you pray for leadership. You pray, you know, that's why they say God save the king. God save the queen. That's what they're talking about. You know, you gotta say, dear God, you know, save our leaders.
Yeah.
Save them and have a road to Damascus experience in the context of that. And that's how you pray for them. You don't pray for them by, you know, more oppression, and you're praying some religious, you know, mindset over them, and you're ridiculing them, joining the crowds of ridicule. You can speak truth, but you speak it with respect and see how Nehemiah approached the king. See how Jesus approached authority. See how Paul approached authority, and to understand that. And if we want to get through this and Israel to survive and America to survive, we have to learn how to repent and learn how to pray, because there's power in prayer. And we got to pray for folks to be saved. Mm-hmm. We have to pray for folks to make it. That God, too, speak to our president and protect our president and the family from the plans of the evil one. And to break off all ungodly counsel and counsel that... And understand this, that just like our president's pastor said, you have to understand he was selected before he was elected. Which means we got to break off that selection council who's trying to... manipulate the policies of the world and America through our authority, and just pray that his authority will not be seduced, but he would truly have authority up under God. We got to begin to pray for Israel, pray for our leaders, and our God will give us victory if we'll do that. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.